Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If human beings are wise, we are going to count the cost of every endeavor in which we engage. Do you remember the illustrations Jesus used to get this point across to his hearers? For which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the cost, whether he will have sufficient to finish it? Lest happily, after he has laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sits not down first, and consults whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Luke 14:28-31. The part I want to stress in our brief study today is based on the idea of counting the cost. What profit or what gain can you expect if you devote your life to worrying about food, clothing, and shelter? Surely we would not engage in worry unless we had reason to believe we shall profit from our worry. Jesus asked a very challenging question. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Matthew 6:27. The term, taking thought, has nothing to do with planning ahead or thinking about the future. The expression should be rendered, which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? There are some pretty wide differences in the way this verse is translated. Hugo McCord translates it almost like the King James. Who by worrying can add a few inches to his height? The New International Version renders the Greek. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? The New American Standard Bible translates the Greek. And which of you by being anxious can add a single cubit to his lifespan? All of these versions aim at the same truth. What benefit do you expect to derive from worrying? Will you get taller by worrying? Will you live longer? The truth is, there are no advantages attached to worrying or being anxious. Tragically, there are some consequences, but they are not benefits. If medical scientists are correct, you can make some drastic differences in your life by worrying. Your hair can turn gray prematurely. You apparently can develop stomach ulcers, although there are some controversial theories about ulcers in our day. You may develop heart problems, high blood pressure, and other physical maladies by worrying. But you're not going to gain any worthwhile changes in your life by worrying. When I was a small boy, I used to want to be at least 6 feet tall and weigh about 200 pounds, because my favorite uncle was 6 feet tall and weighed about 200 pounds. I do not recall worrying about getting taller. Incidentally, I made the 200 pounds, but I never did make the 6 feet. If I had worried about it, would my worry have made me grow taller? There is hardly any question that worry will trim years from your life and happiness from your days. Besides, those who worry constantly are not usually good companions for their associates. Who wants to be around someone who worries all the time? I used to tease my friends who worried by telling them that all the fossil fuel will probably be exhausted in the next 2,000 years. They never seemed to think my attempt at humor was very successful. But there is nothing to be gained and much to be lost by worrying. It influences those with whom we associate, and it can make us ineffective servants in the Lord's vineyard, as Jesus taught in the parable of the sower, Luke 8:7-14. What I am saying to you, I am also saying to myself. We need to trust God to take care of us. We are more important than the birds and the lilies of the field, and yet He takes care of them. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.